Praised be Jesus and Mary. In the dioceses of the United States, we commemorate St. Damien of Molokai, the saint from Hawaii, who was born in Belgium in 1840 as the youngest of seven kids, and both he and his brother entered the same congregation of religious, the Congregation of the Most Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. And in 1864, St. Damien departed for the missions from Belgium. He went to Hawaii to spread the gospel. For about 9 years, he worked with the natives until in 1873, he volunteered to go to the island of Molokai to minister to the lepers. And it's for that that he's most famous. And there he spent the rest of his life. There was much disorder, civil and moral, in this leper colony, which he worked to restore. He initially went just there temporarily, but he fell in love with the lepers and asked to stay there permanently, and he was granted that permission. And in 1885, he literally became one of the lepers when he too contracted this disease, of which he died on April 15th, 1889. Was beatified in 1995 and then canonized in 2009. It's just a little brief biographical sketch of this saint. Now, Pope Francis frequently encourages us not to hesitate to get our hands dirty. He uses that expression, not to hesitate to get our hands dirty as Christians, and then as priests, as religious, ministering to the excluded, to the marginalized, touching those whom society fears to touch, whom they exclude. And that was the case of the lepers of Molokai. And St. Damien wasn't sent there as an obedience that he didn't look for. He actually volunteered to go. There was no one to go. It wasn't really a place where people were willing to go, but he volunteered, and he knew that it would mean getting dirty. Like, leprosy is a contagious disease, and back then there was no cure for it, there was no treatment, yet he went, and he contracted leprosy. He ate food from the same dishes that the natives ate, he shared their huts, he worked in every way to improve their conditions, even socially. Building housing, making sure they had food and clothing, education, and work. He became, even before he contracted leprosy, he would call himself one of the lepers. In every way, he shared their life. But spiritually, and this is the interesting thing, so he didn't hesitate to get dirty physically, but spiritually, it was a beautiful difference. That spiritually, it was St. Damien who was actually contagious. Physically, it was the lepers, but spiritually, it was St. Damien who was the contagious one. He kept his soul pure and purified the souls of those to whom he ministered. Patient and merciful with their physical disease, he wouldn't tolerate spiritual disease, spiritual dirtiness and filth. He worked zealously to get rid of the sins that stained the souls of his lepers. Witchcraft and drunkenness was a big problem, impurity, brawling, theft. He accompanied his faithful in learning to observe the commandments. He led them to the sacraments and to a faithful reception of them as well. Soon after he arrived, he had prepared 400 people for baptism and then again to a life of Christian virtue. When we say getting our hands dirty, this doesn't mean staining ourselves with sins or allowing those to whom we minister to stay in their sins or not cleansing them. St. Damien at his death left Molokai again, leprosy. He didn't find a cure for leprosy, but he left spiritually. He left the island clean and spotless with the purity of the gospel. Physically, of course, the lepers were contagious, and their leprosy affected St. Damien, but spiritually it was the other way around. It was his holiness, his sanctity, his virtue, which affected the lepers. And by reaching out to them, by reaching out to touch their bodies, not hesitating to get dirty from that, he was able to cleanse their souls and his soul as well, to grow in that virtue of Christian charity, which makes us beautiful in the eyes of God, beautiful, holy, and resplendent like our Lord, who didn't hesitate to touch lepers, but to cleanse them as he touched them. And St. Damian, and this is a beautiful example to us of how it should be an exercise of Christian virtue, and how we should exercise it, how we should put the Pope's exhortation into practice and show the same courage as the saints did. Praised be Jesus and Mary.